of Board of Commissioners for the Meridian Development Corporation. Call to order.
I move we approve the agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Agenda stands approved.
I move we approve the minutes and the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That stands approved as well. And item number 5 is a consideration of time extension request for the owner participation agreement with Waltman Boise. Morning, Mr. Nickel.
Good morning. Ashley asked me to come and kind of update you guys on where we're at with this thing. I'm sorry that we have to keep postponing it. A couple things have happened over the last several months. We've been working with ACHD to try to have them modify some of the offsite improvements. And we're still in that process, but in the meantime, someone's actually has the property under contract. And so it's my understanding, though, that they might modify the development, which would require us to basically start from scratch, go back through the city process. It would be a substantial change for what was approved, which when I asked Ashley, I can more confirm with Ashley, I guess if that design or development changes, agreement between NDC and the owner would basically be null and void. We'd have to start over again. However, it could fall out of contract. We'd be right back where we started from. So I don't want to say let's just cancel right now. So we can do one of two things. We can postpone it again until we get a little further along, or we could just ask you at this time to approve it as it is for another 2 years. And then with the understanding that we might have to come back and modify it or cancel it. I just hate to keep putting off and off. It's up to you more, as the board to decide what you want to do on it. That's kind of where we're at.
Mr. Chair.
Member Burke.
I would prefer to do another 2-year time extension for the simple fact is I don't think this is completely done, is it, Sean? I mean, what the deal? And at least we've still got something. And then if it does go through in 2, 3, 4 months, they can come back and we can modify it. But I would like to see at least NDC stay involved with that property out there. And by doing a time extension, we are involved. And I think we've got a pretty good agreement out there right now, don't we, Ashley?
We do. We do, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Burke.
And if we was to drop it and then have to renegotiate something, that might not be as nice for us as it does. So that would be my preference as a board member.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bassel.
Victor, does the resolution indicate a time like a 2-year extension, or is it open-ended? How does the resolution read?
It is for a 2-year extension.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we will need to make a couple of modifications should you approve this today in terms of the language in the resolution, just for dates, et cetera. So we'll need to bring a clean copy back to this board.
Correct.
We can. We'll need to correct the dates.
With modifications needed.
Okay. Any other thoughts from the board? I concur with what Commissioner Bird said, just to keep us in the game, and hopefully that discussion's being had, that the Urban Renewal Agency was involved with the development.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Devere.
I guess my question is it just takes the value that it creates and it doesn't take anything else, correct?
That's my understanding of the agreement.
Because at this point, it's so late in the game, it's not going to gain anything for our downtown, like was originally thought when it was first approved. I guess the anticipation was it would happen sooner rather than later. And so the time, I think, has lapsed that it would gain any more value than paying off what improvement it was needed. So it wouldn't draw anything into our downtown. So I think to keep the existing agreement whole is fine. I'm not sure I would support something else if it changes.
Okay.
And by my subject, very good comment, Tammy. And I think it does change the way that being proposed. And I don't think NBC would want to be involved. So I'm going to probably reach out to you at some point here in the near future to sit down and kind of go over that and just get your thoughts on it from a city standpoint. But I would agree with that. You might not want you to be involved with it under this plan if it goes through. I want to be completely clear and upfront because we would come back and discuss it at that time if it goes through. So.
Mr. Chairman, I'm new to this project. I did read the documents, but I'm a little bit unclear what the original project scope was. So for that reason, I think I will abstain.
Understood. Yeah, this project has been bouncing back every couple years, so some of us are already familiar with it. Okay. Any other discussion? Council, will you please read the resolution?
Yes. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving a third amendment for a 10 extension of owner participation agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Boise Walton LLC, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Commissioner Bird?
I move that we approve Resolution 16-001 with modifications and for the chair to sign and the vice chair to pass.
I'll second. Any further discussion? We'll have a roll call vote. Commissioner Vasselin?
Aye.
Commissioner Bird?
Aye.
Commissioner Barrett? Commissioner DeBeard?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. So it's on the table now. We're back on the table, alive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Good luck.
Other than maybe 7 feet. It's nothing scary.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Ashley.
Bye,
Ashley. Item number 6 is our 10-mile urban renewal district update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I plan on giving this update, but since Mr. Chatterton is here, maybe I would defer to him since he wrote this memo on page 40.
So I tried to keep this very short and sweet in terms of just letting you know next steps in terms of dates. Last night, City Council, unless I'm mistaken, I was on approved the first reading of the ordinance to create the Urban Renewal District. Next Tuesday, 3:00, will be the actual public hearing with full public testimony. I thought it might be a good idea for NDC board members to be in attendance to show whatever interest, support, you know, et cetera, whatever you feel. On June 21st, we would then have the final reading of the ordinance, again, assuming that everything went swimmingly before City Council. And then it would become effective upon publication in the Valley Times. We're thinking June 27th. And the other, this next topic is, and so any questions about those dates?
No, but thank you for pointing out the meeting that makes the most sense for us to be in attendance at.
I think that would be the one that, would, you know, if you're interested in this topic and support it, that would be the one.
Okay.
This next topic is a potentially a big one. I know you maybe will be losing a couple of members here in about 20 minutes. So just wanted to bring up, the city's intent was never to say, okay, here's this district, here's this plan, it's approved, now go, you know, on top of your lap. Wanted to queue up that discussion of administration and the various options that are available to us under state law for administration. That may be too big a topic for this meeting right now with the amount of time. I don't know. But we could get Phil Cushlon back to discuss that a bit more. But the five options are laid out in his memo. And again, just wanted to know that we're here to assist in terms of facilitating that discussion so that this really is something that NDC can own and feel proud of. That's everything I have.
Thank you for that. It was just, it's one of those things that we know things are happening. It just would be nice to know when, how, where, and making sure everything's on track.
There's a little bit of time, of course, because we have the earliest, the effective date, you know, you would have this in your portfolio would be the end of the month, but thought it would be good to use that time productively. Phil could not be at this meeting. He is on his way back from Europe. I believe he'll be available for your next meeting.
Okay, thanks. Did we want to discuss those five options? I'm not sure what else we have on our agenda that's critical.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Okay.
I would suggest that we hold off discussing the options at this time. First of all, we have a limited time and membership at this meeting. And secondly, I think it might be something the executive committee may want to discuss more thoroughly before we present it to the full board so we know what the options are and how they affect us.
Sounds good.
I would agree with that 100%. In third place, I'd wait. Go through the council and make sure that it's back.
It'd be nice to have more board members in attendance, too, to have that discussion. Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Chatterton? Well, thank you for continuing on with this.
My only question is if you could let me know if you want Phil Cushlon to be in attendance and I can help coordinate that.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we have a very full meeting on the 22nd with our strategic planning, so we'll just need to evaluate the agenda at our next executive committee meeting next week, and then we'll let you know, Bruce.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Bassett.
Bruce, have the other taxing agencies all been made aware of this and how it affects them? Because a question did come up from one of them about that.
Right. So, the only contact I've had is from the cemetery board. Had a nice meeting. He went back in full support of it. Really thought it was good for the community in general.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Item number 7 is fiscal year 2017 project wish list.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm going to request that we defer this until the June 22nd meeting just due to the lack of members here today and including the fact that we will have a new board member joining us on the 22nd. And I think this would be a good preview going into our strategic work session as well, too, and just make sure everybody's on the same page and educated. I would recommend that everybody review this list and the current budget that is attached in this packet prior to the next meeting. I will also send this out separately via email.
And highlight the fact that the next meeting is pretty important to be at?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Do we need a motion to table it?
Mr. Chairman, it's just a discussion, and Commissioner Bassett, it's just a discussion item.
Okay. Moving right along then into item number 8, which is upcoming committee meetings.
Page 57 in your packets is the upcoming committee meetings. It does highlight on June 14th the City Council hearing on for the 10 Mile Urban Renewal District at 3 p.m. here at City Hall. I will also send out a calendar invite, so you can put that on your calendar if you're interested in attending as well. And we will have our regular committee meetings next week. Wayfinding and signage will meet, just because the barrage of emails I sent out a couple of weeks ago with a lot of estimates, and would like to get some feedback from the committee as to some next steps.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Bessel.
I'll be out of town next week, so I won't be at the meetings that are listed here, but I will be back for the 22nd.
Okay, so we'll miss you at the executive meeting next week.
Should go fast without me there.
No, I'm thinking you're an important voice. We should get you to call in or something.
And we can see if that's a possibility, Dan, if that works with your schedule.
If you wanted.
If you wanted to. I think that would be, I think it would be an important meeting for you to be a part of.
We could potentially even have just flatbread delivered to my office.
Okay.
And we could meet in my office.
Okay. No, that's great.
Okay. Item number 9 is the council's report.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Item number 10 is the administrator's report.
I was just going to highlight the budget process, but I think we've already discussed that. So I'm good. Thank you.
And I knew I had something for the chairman's report, but gosh darn it, if I couldn't remember it this morning. If it comes to me, I'll send an email.
Do we want to announce who our new board member is?
Sure, yes. We have accepted, and I don't know if it's a formal adoption, City Council yet.
Last night.
So Nathan Mueller will be joining us on the board. And he is young, energetic, opinionated, and I find all those attributes a good thing for the energy of a report.
Yeah, hold on to your seat.
Item number 12 is public comment, and item number 13 is adjourning the meeting.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're adjourned.
Wow. World.